This dude, he goes, I like my wife to tell me about her previous partners. And so apparently he goes, she's absolutely my world.
Okay.
And only ever want her. I don't want none other. So you other ladies, y'all need to skedaddle.
Skedaddle. That means get.
Get. And she goes, the question I really would like to know is, if your husband told you that he'd be happy, you know, to hear your sexual experiences, would you do it? So basically, he's a husband, and he's like, hey, I know she ain't, you know, virgin or nothing. So I'd like to hear about all these other adventures that she had when she was wrestling, you know, other wieners. So he wants to hear about those. Now, and she's like, oh, why do you want to hear that? You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, it just gets me going. And so he wants to know, right? Like, hey, you know, she maybe needs reassurance. Would it weird a woman out if, you know, her man was like, hey, I'd like to hear about this. And so while they're doing it, you know, she's talking about things that she's done, whether it's specific or not. But ladies, are you weirded out by this? Would you be like, oh, okay, if my man wants to hear that, I'll do that for my man.
Yeah.
We, you know, Cucky Chris.
Yeah.
He's into this. Now
he's real into this.
It never happened for him.
Nope.
But what about you, ladies? So this guy, you know, it says it gets his engine going. Gets all cylinders of his engine firing away.
Right, like he's a different man when she's telling him these things.
And he says it does something to his soldier down there. Gets that guy like real amped up, right? Yeah. Hulked up. So would you be okay with this? You know, and you know, basically, you know, he likes the idea of his wife being, you know, the ultimate sexy, dirty wife. You know, that's his thing. It's the ultimate turn on for him.
Yeah.
So 1-855-FU-BILLY. Are there dudes out there that you've done this? Did your woman act, you know, did she go, oh, what's your problem, pervert?
Pervert! I'm not telling you about nothing.
Big old pervert! Anybody had that happen?
How normal is this?
Well, you know, do you find this to be, I'm taking all calls. Is this weird as hell? Is this like, it's pretty normal? You know, you and your girl do this, not that big of a deal. Maybe she likes to hear about stuff that you did, you know, just to spice things up, to keep it interesting. Is it like, is this guy a creep, pervert?
I don't think it's that.
You know, is it that weird?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't sound that weird to me. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it does. I don't know. I've never thought about it. Like,
is it that weird?
I mean, I can see where
guys would be curious.
No.
In my world, it is like, you know, anything before me is dead, like non-existent. Like, I don't even think about it. Like, it doesn't ever in my head, you know. But I don't know if that would be, because, like, one of my exes was, like, really dirty before, and I kind of liked that she was dirty. But, like, I never asked her about it, but I did know that she was, like, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. I heard some stories from, you know what I mean, around school. So it was like, and then I fell in love with her. And then people were like, why do you fall in love with a dirty girl? I'm like, I can't help who I love.
Yeah. Let's, Cody, what do you think, sir?
First off, I won't speak Arabic anymore. But I think it's super weird.
Okay, super, you know? Like mega weird.
It's unless you're a cuck.
Okay.
You know, because that's the only people that's going to want to know that information.
Right. So, but aren't you, if you're like, hey, what do you like? Isn't that essentially you're finding out what they did before when you find out what they like?
No.
No.
No,
no, not necessarily.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, isn't it's the same thing?
Because
isn't it the same thing?
It's like,
hey, what do you like? She's like, well, I like this and I like that, and it's like, okay, well,
kind of, then
it's essentially.
Yeah, I understand what Jared's saying though too, because it's not like specifics.
Yeah, you're not
like,
giving me details.
And with who?
Yeah,
I got you. All right, well, thank you, Cody. Let's go to Jennifer. Yes, Jennifer.
Hi, Billy. First time caller. I don't think it's weird at all. I honestly like that stuff, too. I always ask my fiancé about his past relationships. He likes mine. So it's kind of normal to me.
Okay. Okay, so it's kind of normal. What are the things that you guys discuss?
how they used to, you know, do this different things to me.
Who started that? Did he kind of bring it up first? Did you bring it up first to discuss this kind of stuff?
No, I actually told him from the beginning, since we first started talking, I told him what I liked, what I was into, and he was into the same things.
Okay, and so do you get specific, like this guy did this or whatnot?
Yes, he'll even try to do it with me as well.
Okay, so then he'll try to do it better.
Really hot.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then, but are you guys in the middle of the act while he is, you know, you're telling him, hey, this is what this person did?
Definitely, yes.
And it turns you on.
It really does.
So it gets you going. You don't feel like weird. It doesn't kill the mood, kill the moment, nothing.
No.
Because wouldn't that, a lot of ladies probably say that's a mood killer. Makes it even better. You must be like just an open-minded person.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Now, do you ever, let's say he isn't doing it as good as maybe a previous guy, you're like, hey, you need to do a little better.
Oh, yeah, I definitely tell him, and he tries as hard as he can. If he doesn't get it, then move on to the next.
Okay, all right. So maybe he knows that maybe a previous guy was able to do something that he is not able to do?
Yeah, but he doesn't get offended or anything.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for the call. Let's go to Carla. Let's see what Carla has to say. Carla, so get her done says he likes his wife to tell him about previous partners, and he likes it. And he says, you know, he's like, all he wants is his woman and the rest y'all can skedaddle.
Skedaddle, man.
So what do you think, Carla? Do you guys do this?
Kind of.
Okay.
Like, we've talked about our past, and we've actually talked about it a lot.
Okay, and are you guys just, like, having a mocha when you do this? Like, when do you, are you in the act? Is he, you know?
No.
No.
No. It's just, like, out of random how we talk about it, I guess.
Okay. And this gets you amped up?
It depends. Sometimes he'll say something that he did, and I question it. And I'm like, why don't you do that to me?
Oh, yeah. Man, I used to do this. And you're like, do you cross your arms and just kind of give him the look, you know, the lady look with the arms crossed? Like, why are you not doing that to me, dumbass? No?
No.
I got you. Okay, well, thank you. A lot of ladies are into this. What about you, buddy? That's his name, buddy.
Buddy. Okay.
Okay.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
So are you into this, bro?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird. I just don't want to picture my girl getting railed by some other dude.
And then to hear about it and then to ask questions. Like it's a census of her private part.
I ain't trying to picture.
Okay. All right, thank you, buddy. Delgado, yes. Daniel's great.
Yo, what's up,
so real. So 100%. It's ridiculously real today.
It's real, man.
I mean,
it's insane.
Shout out
to drivers. Watch out. Watch out there. No, you know what, Billy? This happened to me a while back. I used to play the field, never took nobody serious. You know, started messing around. And this one girl, she was serious with me. But one day we were together and, you know, and she was telling me, he goes, hey, have you ever cheated on me? And I was like, no, never. He goes, come on, tell me. You know, it turns me on. And I said, well, all right. And so I started telling her, yeah, I was messing around. I messed around with your friend. And I fell for it. But then all of a sudden,
you fell for it, but she was just saying that, and it was a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
It was a trap. And she said, oh, you SOB. And
yeah, you're a bad guy.
You were cheating on me.
You're a terrible guy.
Oh, man, it was the worst. Watch out, boys. Don't fall for it.
What's up, Little Debbie Man? Thank you, Delgado. What up, Little Debbie Man?
Yeah.
John wants to know how them cakes.
Oh, man, it's windy out here. I don't know why I'm wearing shorts. But, I don't want to kink shame or anything, because everyone has their own little special whatever turns them on, and obviously with the past few callers, except for Delgado, keeping it real, that's weird as hell to me. It's weird as hell if you want to ask your partner. It's okay to, like, ask it, but if you get turned on by the fact that your partner has been with other people and hearing those stories.
I mean, it sounds like you're kink shaming. I know you don't want to kink shame. I know that's how you started it out, but 100% sounds like you're absolutely kink shaming. What's up, King? Thank you, Little Debbie, man.
What's going on, Billy?
Is that your real name, King?
Yeah.
Oh, badass. It's like, oh. Just, what's your name? King.
Hey, one of my son's names is Prince, so.
Oh, badass. Well, yeah, but he can't be King.
Man, it's like,
you can't name your kid King, because it's like you're the only King. Mm-hmm. So you can name him Prince.
Yes, definitely.
So what about this? Are you into this, King?
Nah, I'm not going to say that I'm not into it, because I've never really done it. I've had a girl ask me about my previous, and it's like, everybody's got a past, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's been, one woman with one guy or one woman with 100 guys, I mean, we can't judge anybody based on anything. And it's, I've never had a woman sit there and tell me anything, but I mean, it wouldn't, that probably wouldn't bother me.
Hey, well, you're the king.
I'm not a judge.
Yeah, I mean, why would it bother you?
King, why would it bother you?
Thank you, King. Appreciate that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.